Hey, stop the music. Stop the music. Welcome to the Announce Table, a professional wrestling podcast covering the significant events in professional wrestling. I'm Brad Gilmore, joined again by...
a very upset fan.
A very upset fan named Mr. Kyle Hubbard. Kyle, I know we just had the Montreal Screwjob episode drop on Tuesday, and the other night we were on the phone. We were getting done a couple new episodes for our upcoming two-part special on the streak, the undefeated streak by The Undertaker. And then, Kyle, what did you do the next morning? I woke up to a text message from you. Tell the fans what it was.
I went on, you know, I do what I do pretty much every morning. I check out the dirt sheets, see what's happening in the world of professional wrestling, and I see a headline that says CM Punk quits the WWE.
Whoa. And you send this to me. I believe it was on BleacherReport.com. And yeah. And I was like, whoa, what? This can't be real, right? You know, a lot of times dirt sheets get things, like they take something completely out of proportion. And they scare everybody. This seems to be accurate. Tell the fans what you heard and what you read about.
Exactly. Okay, so basically what I know, and I don't know a lot, what I know is that on Monday Night Raw, this past Monday, which would be, I don't know the date, but the Raw after the Royal Rumble, CM Punk was completely absent with no mention of him, just not there, and he didn't show up, they didn't say anything, so they weren't working a storyline. And then, of course, I read this story, and it says that CM Punk tells Vince McMahon, basically, I'm going home. And he boards a plane and goes to Chicago. And this happened like at 7:30, I guess, you know, Texas time, it would be 6:30, but like right before the show started.
Yeah.
And they had to like rewrite the show. And if you remember, I think Kofi and Alberto Del Rio had a pretty lengthy match. And apparently the reason that match was so long was to cover the segment that CM Punk was supposed to be doing.
Okay. Now, I read the same thing. Apparently what happened was CM Punk, he actually, the Saturday before the Royal Rumble, I believe, he did some kind of press conference at like a Comic-Con, like at a Wizard World Comic-Con, right?
And okay.
A lot of people were saying, like, they're asking him questions about Batista coming back and Daniel Bryan and his status with WWE and all that stuff. And apparently, like, he seemed very disgruntled. He seemed, he was like, you know, Dave's a friend, Dave being Batista. He's like, Dave's a friend. He goes, but it's Daniel Bryan's year. I hate to see Batista in the main event at WrestleMania. And he was saying a lot of stuff. He's like, I don't want to see Sting involved with the WWE at all.
I never heard this.
Yeah, and he said, he goes, I thought that 2013 was going to be CM Punk's year. He goes, but it was Daniel Bryan's year. I can definitely see that. And the fact that the company isn't pushing Bryan to be the main star makes me sick. Like all these kind of things, right? And then they asked him, you know, well, your contract, according to our report, your contract's up in July with the WWE. Are you going to re-sign or what? And he said, it's all up in the air right now. I'm not going to say yes, and I'm not going to say no. And then, according to sources, after the Royal Rumble, he was very pissed off. He was pissed,
right?
I guess that, I don't know if it was Batista won, or, I mean, I'm assuming that was the thing that he was mad about. And, I mean, everyone was pissed after the Royal Rumble.
Everybody.
You watched the Rumble. You didn't enjoy it, or did you?
No, I did not. I mean, let me rephrase that. There was things about the Rumble I definitely enjoyed, but once number 30 was Rey Mysterio, the excitement was out, and then it just became, okay, I want Punk to win. Punk's out. Okay, I want Reigns to win. It just became a thing where it was just like, I want anyone to win that's not Batista.
Yeah, would you have been okay if Sheamus won?
Okay, I mean, that's not what I would have wanted at all.
But you would have preferred it over Batista?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, me too, actually. Yeah, I mean, everybody was up in arms, and I felt so bad for Rey Mysterio. He's never had so much heel heat in his entire career.
I know, and you know, why didn't they bring out freaking Bad News Barrett at that point? Or just any heel that they're trying to get heat on.
Oh, Bad News Barrett actually would have been perfect.
Yeah.
I'm afraid I got some bad news. I'm not Daniel Bryan.
Right, and that people would have fucking lost their shit, but he's a heel, so that would have worked. Rey Mysterio is supposed to be a beloved face, and he got booed out of the building, not for being Rey Mysterio, for not being Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I mean, and hey, Batista got booed out of the building as well. I mean, Jesus Christ, was that audience just up in arms at Daniel Bryan? I mean, several chants, I believe, even during the WWE World Heavyweight title match for Daniel Bryan. The whole Rumble was just Daniel Bryan chants, Daniel Bryan chants. And I guess, you know, we're talking a little bit more about Bryan now, but CM Punk was just mad that Batista won. So was the WWE Universe as a whole. But when it got down to those final four, you kind of knew it could only either be Batista or CM Punk. And
Right. I mean, even when it was Reigns and Batista, you knew Reigns was not going to win. Like, it wasn't going to happen. Even though he had a great showing.
Yeah, 12
eliminations. We're smart enough to know that he's not going to main event WrestleMania.
Yeah, and I say that I knew it wasn't going to be Punk just because all the reports online have been that CM Punk has been, for the past several months, scheduled to wrestle Triple H at WrestleMania. Now this
and you could see the seeds planted for that with the whole New Age Outlaw stuff, and then like going into this mini feud with Kane. I think it's obvious to draw the conclusion that would end up with him and Triple H.
Yeah, and this is another thing that I read that bothered CM Punk is that he, since he's worked for WWE, has said, "I want to be the main match, the main storyline in the main event of WrestleMania. I feel like I deserve that." And I mean, I feel like he deserves it too. And I think the fact that another year has gone by, I mean, he and Jericho had a WWE title match, but it wasn't the main event.
No, it wasn't not the main event. And then, you know, at 29, he was with Taker. And these are both great matches that I think any wrestler should be proud to be a part of, but not the main event.
Yeah. And, you know, so he, that's another thing that I read he was mad about, is he was mad about his creative direction. And he almost got to the point to where he said he was coming into work, asking, "What do I do?" Doing it, and then leaving as soon as he was done. One hand
right
around backstage.
And there's a lot of reports coming out now, given the fact that he has left, that are saying that, you know, people within the company really felt that once July came, when his contract expired, that he was going to be gone.
Yeah. I just...
So, I mean, there was a timeline on Punk's career as far as the WWE is concerned, apparently in the official's eyes, for a while now.
Yeah, from what I've read, too, is that Punk has been angry ever since last January in his feud with The Rock, which he hated. He hated, apparently, his whole feud with The Rock. He did not want to be a part of that. He was mad that The Rock was a part-timer who came back, only worked pay-per-views, you know, and got the WWE title, ended his reign, you know, his 434-day reign as champion, and then caused Punk to not be in the main event at WrestleMania, even though I feel like he had the best match that year at WrestleMania with Undertaker. Still, CM Punk has been mad since then. And if anybody in the company were to be the guy who would just take his ball and go home, if you will, in my eyes, it'd be CM Punk. So that's when I read this, I didn't know to think, was it a work or was it a shoot? You know, because it could go either way. Because remember, you know, we had this with Punk before.
Right, yeah.
Where he was legitimately leaving, and then it was a storyline.
Right, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's why when this news first broke, it was so confounding and just perplexing. But let me ask you this, Brad.
Okay.
Okay, for me, Punk is my favorite current wrestler. He has been, you know, pretty much since the pipe bomb. I've always liked Punk, but then that night, I really just fell in love with everything that he stood for. Now, I'm on the other side of that, because he is he's definitely representing everything that he stood for in the past. Like, he is the epitome of that. But we are suffering for this, in my eyes. Because he did take his ball and go home. Now, I would be upset if he wasn't the main event. I've always been upset when he's not the main event, but I've always enjoyed watching him. And now that's just not an option.
Yeah, and, you know, I've always wanted Punk to be, you know, and I think he was. In a lot of wrestling fans' eyes, Punk was the man.
Yeah.
He was the top guy, even when, you know, even now with Bryan being so popular, I still see CM Punk as the best all-around wrestler in the company.
I agree with that.
Promos, character, and in-ring work. I'm the biggest fan of CM Punk. So to see him leave, I mean, it's like, you know, right now the big three, in my opinion, and it doesn't include the WWE champion, is John Cena, Daniel Bryan, and CM Punk. And if we mirror that back to the Attitude Era, you know, you had Rock Austin. I mean, you had Rock Austin and Triple H. To me, this is like Stone Cold. This is like when Stone Cold Steve Austin left.
Right.
And you're like, what do you do? You know, this is a big deal. Like, and to me, it's like, especially with WrestleMania and the lack of talent on the roster. I mean, they don't have stars. They have
right.
John
yeah,
Cena.
Batista is not The Rock. You know, let's throw that out there right now. So Punk not being at WrestleMania is a big, big blow.
Oh, it's huge, and it's something that I'm not sure if you can make up for on your card unless you bring in another part-time guy who's a big name, but at the same time, you're not going to have him the next night. Punk, to me, is the top guy, so he's like Cena. If Cena left the company, there wouldn't be a WWE, really, in my opinion, and CM Punk is another guy who it's like, wow, I don't know how you're going to recover from that. And a lot of superstars have been commenting on the thing. TNA has even been trolling fans on Twitter. TNA put out a best of CM Punk in TNA wrestling YouTube thing. They put out a video on YouTube of like his best matches in TNA when he had a short, brief stint from like 2002 to 2003 or something like that in TNA, which most people don't even know about.
And that's a very obscure part of his career. Even more so than when he was completely independent.
Yeah, more people knew about his independent stuff than in his days in TNA. I guess that says a lot about it.
It does.
But you know, even Road Dogg actually tweeted. I believe it was yesterday or today actually. Road Dogg tweeted this morning, 6:27 a.m. on the 31st. He said Hogan left, Rock left, Austin left, HBK left, ... These were huge stars. Superstars come and go. The show must go on. You wait on the future. Don't overthink my last tweet. Human emotions are involved and they're always unpredictable. We should all be able to understand that.
Okay, yes, and I definitely see his point, and I agree with it, but this is WrestleMania season.
Yeah, we're coming off of, you know, the Royal Rumble, which is the kickoff to it all. And
let's not forget that WWE is taking their biggest corporate gamble ever with the WWE Network, and this is pretty devastating news. I mean, to say that CM Punk has not been in the headlines this week, even from non-wrestling sources, would be false because it's been everywhere.
Yeah, no, it's been a big deal, and even the guy – now, here's the thing. I think as much as I love CM Punk, no matter what, it is unprofessional to walk out on a company like that.
I agree with you.
As angry as you are, as frustrated as you are with creative and all that, you can't do that. You know, you can't walk out. If you listen to any Stone Cold Steve Austin interview, the main thing that he always says is – if he could go back and change one thing in his career, he wouldn't have left that night on Monday Night Raw when they wanted him to work Brock Lesnar.
Right.
That's
yeah.
His
yeah.
Only
I've heard
regret.
Him mention that multiple times.
His only regret is that. So to me, even Austin commented on the situation, saying he believes that CM Punk will be back in the WWE with the help of Vince McMahon or for the money. I think CM Punk's big criticism was not with Vince McMahon, from what I'm reading. His biggest beef was with Triple H and Stephanie McMahon, mainly Triple H. He didn't like Triple H's. A lot of people seem to think that now WWE is a WCW-esque company in the fact that they look out for the good old boys.
Which, I mean, there's credence to. I mean, the New Age Outlaws are the current tag team champions, which I don't hate by any means, but I definitely think that it gives some legitimacy to what you just said about it being WCW-esque.
Yeah, I don't hate the Outlaws being the tag team champions either. I think if they keep them to WrestleMania and they put over the Usos, like, I'm okay with that. You know,
for sure. This isn't like, you know, like it's in the same vein as WCW, but the guys that they're doing it with are still kind of, you know, up to the task. It's not like freaking, you know, Hogan, who's like going out there and just looking terrible in the ring.
Yeah.
But it's in the same heart. You know what I mean? It's the same motivations from my perspective that, you know, what was going on in WCW.
Yeah, agreed. And now from what it seems, though, at first everyone thought maybe this was just storyline. But WWE has taken CM Punk off the advertisement for every live event this year, has removed him from all promotional posters and whatnot. And also, I'm reading that CM Punk, since CM Punk left, they had to make emergency changes to WrestleMania 30, obviously. And now the plan is to have Daniel Bryan versus Triple H at WrestleMania. Is what I'm reading right now. I'm just scrolling through trying to find stuff. Also, though, this is interesting that at a NXT taping, several CM Punk signs were confiscated by officials working at the building.
And right, I read this, and the CM Punk chants just throughout the entire show. Apparently,
CM Punk throughout the entire show. Triple H did not come out to address the Impact audience about CM Punk. Pretty much just completely, you know, ignored it. Also, CM Punk has been pulled, obviously, from his WrestleMania 30 signing and been replaced by Ric Flair. I mean, so this is legitimate, y'all. This is actually happening. From everything, it seems like there's too much evidence built up for it to not be real. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And I want to point out to anybody that is thinking that this may all be a work and basing the past angle in 2011 when he left as a basis to believe that. When Punk gave that pipe bomb, it's important to remember that he was still saying, I'm going to the pay-per-view this Sunday to win the belt this Sunday, July, whatever. He was still promoting the event, okay? So that is something that's not happening now. And I think that's it's a nuanced thing, but it's very important when comparing these two incidences.
Now, definitely. And if you still think it's a work, I mean, even Punk tweeted out a cryptic tweet, which is normal for CM Punk. On the 27th of this week, he said, thanks for all the support. Keep being you guys. It's pretty cool. To me, that sounds like farewell words in a way.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
I mean, and so, and another thing is,
that was right after Rumble, wasn't it?
That was right after the Royal Rumble. To where everybody and my sources have said to me, you know, I mean, the sources I've read have said, yeah, this isn't, you know, this is, he was so mad after the Rumble. He was pissed off. And, you know, I mean, and when Raw came, apparently they were trying to make him take some concussion tests or whatever for some reason because they thought he was injured or he was complaining of injury or something. And he said, I've passed all your effing tests. You know, and then went to Vince and said, hey, Vince, I'm going home. And so right now, the state of WWE is we're CM Punkless. On the heels of WrestleMania.
Good.
So, Kyle Hubbard, I ask you, what does this mean for one, WrestleMania? For two, the WWE network, does it have an effect on it? And three, what's going to happen for the rest of 2014, if we're CM Punkless?
Okay, let's take them one by one. What was the first question?
What effect does this have on WrestleMania 30? Yes.
You know, like we'll never know for sure what their plans were, but I mean, it's pretty obvious that they were working towards Punk Triple H. Obviously, that's out of the equation. And like you said, what I've been reading is that they're trying to course correct that with Bryan versus Triple H. Now, this to me is stupid because this should be more than anything, given the reaction of the WWE Universe after Rumble, the discontentment of their top talent, they need to course correct in a major way,
yes.
In a major, major way. So what I would say to them, throw out any plan that you had for WrestleMania 30, take a step back, look at how the crowd's reacting, and change everything. Get Bryan in the main event. Like, they have to – it's time for WWE to do some fan service. You know what I mean? It's
okay.
Time to step up to the plate and fix some shit in a major way.
So when you say fix some shit, Here's the thing. This is what another thing I've thought about is a lot of people will say without question Daniel Bryan gets the loudest reaction from the WWE universe, and we all hear that. But what I think what I've been reading is keeping the office from pushing him is that he might get a huge reaction, but he's not selling any tickets. He's not selling pay-per-views. They said guys like CM Punk and John Cena are the guys who are still making the pay-per-view buys happen. Now, you say that, and I agree with you. I think CM Punk, I mean, I think Daniel Bryan should be in the main event at WrestleMania. I mean, it's stupid if he's not. And they have one chance at Elimination Chamber to make that happen. Will they pull the trigger? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think they should. I don't think they will.
And for fans who don't know, the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, Randy Orton will be defending his WWE World Heavyweight Championship against John Cena, Sheamus, Daniel Bryan, Christian, and Antonio Cesaro in the Elimination Chamber.
And who's the most exciting person in that match? I mean, seriously.
Daniel Bryan and Antonio Cesaro. I like Antonio Cesaro.
Right, but
Cesaro.
He's not going to walk away with the belt. There's,
no
that's
chance.
No question.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah,
here's
go ahead.
The thing. WWE should be creating an environment, and I think losing one of their biggest stars out of nowhere is a proof to this. They should be creating an environment where people like Antonio Cesaro is a believable victor for something like this. You know, how is it that John Cena is still main eventing pay-per-views, but Kofi Kingston is still jobbing out? Like, how does this happen? Like, how does this happen? They need to prepare for new talent.
They definitely need, you know, Stone Cold said it best. He goes, people didn't think that they could, the WWE could go on without me. He goes, but I'm just a gear inside of a huge machine. And all you do is you take my gear out and you put a new one in and you oil it up until it works just as good as the old one. And
right.
And that's what they need to do. I mean, if you look at every WrestleMania from WrestleMania 21 all the way up into WrestleMania 29, the main event has been some combination of Randy Orton, John Cena, Triple H, and Batista. Every single, you know, give or take a few names, but mostly every WrestleMania has been made up of those four in the main event. It's time that we see some fresh faces as the face of the company. Now, here's the thing. I am one of the few who smart wrestling fans, quote-unquote, who like John Cena. I am a John Cena fan. I appreciate what he does for the company and the business. I don't mind seeing John Cena in the main event. What I do mind is seeing Batista in the main event. And my argument for that is probably similar to CM Punk's argument, is that John Cena, whether we like him or not, whether the fans like him or not, he, one, is a huge star. You can't say he's not. He's the biggest star in the company, or one of the biggest stars. So, and he's there 365 days a year.
Right. Sure. And you know what? I agree with you.
And that's why I have an issue with Batista is literally he comes back 6 days later, wins the Rumble, and is in the main event of WrestleMania.
Right. And again, like we were saying, his star power isn't compared to somebody worthy of that. Now,
and his star power isn't what it used to be. When he came out on Monday Night Raw for his return, it wasn't a huge pop.
No, it was big.
It was big, but it wasn't huge.
Right. Batista coming back isn't the problem. It's the way they're using him. If Batista was going against, I don't know, somebody that could use the rub, that would make sense. Like, but going into the main event as the conquering hero, surely he's supposed to be the good guy. It's just not, you know, come on. This is ridiculous.
And Randy Orton right now, I can't see. I wouldn't want to buy a Batista-Randy Orton match because, one, Batista's trying to be the triumphant hero, but the fans hate him.
Hate him.
And Randy Orton, here's the thing. I like Orton, but right now they have his character in such flux of where I don't know, like, he's beefing with the Authority, but then he's still a heel, and then the Authority is a heel, you know, and it all goes along with this report that came out that said that a memo was sent to WWE creative team that there will be no more baby faces and heels.
Right, yeah.
I don't know if you heard about that, but
I did, yeah.
So, I mean, that one plays into it, but off of all that, we do need more main event stars in the company. And guys like John Cena, guys like CM Punk can help build those stars.
Right. Like if Cena goes against Wyatt at WrestleMania and loses, that would be awesome.
It'd be
and
huge.
I would really, yeah, and that would be great for the company. I think it would really put Cena in good graces for people that criticize him.
Because they
would
said be great. He jobbed out, yeah.
Yeah, and people would be like, all right, well, that's pretty awesome. You know, this is what Cena, Orton, and Batista need to be doing at this point in their career.
And fans, you might think, you know, you read the title of this as the CM Punk special, and you're thinking we're not talking about CM Punk. We are right now, because these are the reasons CM Punk decided to leave the company, because he was frustrated of these short-term storylines and these shotgunning guys to the top and then killing their buzz instantly. There's a huge right. problem going on with WWE Creative right now, and it's forcing guys, their top guys, like CM Punk, to be frustrated. I'm sure John Cena, as much as I love him, isn't frustrated because he's always the main event.
He's
always the champion, and it's hard. But to me, CM Punk to not have at least another WWE title shot for over a year is a crime shame, and for Daniel Bryan to not get a fair run with the title is a shame.
Absolutely.
So Kyle, what does this have to say? CM Punk, if he does not return, what's going to happen? For one, what are the main events? What's going to happen in WWE in 2014?
Well, it's like you said, like when you were quoting Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like, I don't think that there's anybody that could leave that's going to kill the company. Now, with that said, this all makes me think back to after WrestleMania 20, when a lot of guys, you know, Brock Lesnar and Goldberg left the next night. And there just seemed to be a drop in talent. You know, Kurt Angle wasn't wrestling. He was like the GM of SmackDown. And yeah. it just reminds yeah. me of that moment where there was just kind of like this desolate, you know, like, okay, yeah, that guy's cool. But, you know, what we have now does not compare to what we just had. And it was this, you know, it was this growth period after WrestleMania 20 and for a few years moving forward. And I mean, honestly, I think that's what we're approaching right now.
Another growth period. I mean, because we had from WrestleMania 20 to about 22 is when the new stars arose, like John Cena, like Batista, like Randy Orton, and like Edge. And to me, those are your top guys in the company, and they were all believable guys. And that was their time. You know, 2005, you know, 2004 to 2007 is kind of when they were all built up to be the men. And for me, I honestly thought Randy Orton was going to be the biggest star ever. For a long time.
I agree with you. Yeah, same here. So, especially when he went over Benoit. Like, he was the first of that bunch to main event and everything.
Yeah, and so regarding, though, the future, I mean, I think it's now if Punk's gone for good, they're going to have to build new stars. They're going to have to give someone a huge rub. Who that will be, I don't know. Will it be Bray Wyatt? I mean, for a while, I thought they're going to put the title on Ryback. If you think back a year ago, I thought Ryback was going to be the guy.
And he's a great example of just their haphazard booking. You know, Ryback was a beast, and now he's a joke.
Yeah, that, I mean, that three stages of hell match he had with John Cena was a great match. But now people don't take him seriously at all. Starting to. I kind of like his new heel persona. He's starting to finally become interesting to me with the big guy. I like that. But, you know, but that was another guy who could have been main event kind of style. And they dropped the ball on him. And regarding Punk's future with WWE, it's been stated that Vince McMahon wants CM Punk back, but Triple H has mixed feelings about the situation. Triple H reportedly feels disrespected by Punk, but is letting Vince take care of things. That's according to Wrestling Observer Newsletter.
Well, look, you know what? I'm sure Vince McMahon has been disrespected 1,000 times in his career. You think back to like when Lex Luger showed up on Nitro and, you know, things like that. That, you know what? Triple H, that's going to happen, man. But you're going to have to – you're just going to have to – you have to lose this one.
What?
CM Punk is way too popular, way too over for personal feelings to get involved.
Yeah, and what Triple H – and you know, I'm not in – I'm not a part of the WWE. You know, I'm not in the company, so I don't know everything that's going on. But from an outsider's perspective, it seems that Triple H doesn't have the quality that Vince McMahon does. I've been told that Vince McMahon says – I will hire anybody back. I don't care what you do. I'll hire anybody back. He goes, I'm gonna work you harder. I might pay you less. He's like, but I'm going to hire anybody back. And he's done it with Austin. He's done it with Shawn Michaels. He's done it with Bret Hart. He's welcomed Lex Luger back even. You know, I've seen Lex Luger pop up on several WWE DVDs as late. I mean, he's brought everybody back.
Even Vince Russo has been in some of these WWE DVDs.
Brought Vince Russo back. Hell, the man hired Eric Bischoff.
Exactly. Exactly. And I mean, just look at Paul Heyman now. He's a constant character on TV.
And he's, to me, one of the top guys. In my opinion, I love Paul Heyman.
I'm here. But see, that's the thing. There's no burnt bridges with Vince McMahon because he knows that's just an idiotic thing to do. There's one entity that matters in the decision making, and that is the audience.
That is all. Now, do you think McMahon is the one who's holding back, though, Daniel Bryan? And let's just answer that question because we don't get to talk about current wrestling a lot on the announce table. This is a special podcast. It's going to be shorter than our normal episode. But answer me that question before we wrap things up.
Do I think that Vince McMahon is the reason why Daniel Bryan is being held back?
Yes.
Or
do you think this is all storyline and they're holding it off for something major?
Oh, shit. You know what? I don't think that it's all storyline. I think that maybe they thought that they could diminish the star power a little bit, and they're seeing that that's not working for them. I don't know who's responsible for it, but I don't know. It's something needs to change. I mean, whoever is responsible for it needs to own up to it and admit they're wrong.
I think that this day, this whole situation with CM Punk needs to be – I don't think it's a work. If it turns out to be a work, I'm going to delete this podcast, Kyle Hubbard, but because we're just talking like we know what we're talking about. But
since we're so passionate about it.
Yeah, but if this is true, which I believe that it is, this needs to be a huge wake-up call to the WWE to, one, pull the trigger on Daniel Bryan, two, change your creative direction. I don't want storylines that last for 2 weeks. I want to see something stretch out for a full year. If you think back in the Attitude Era, there was long payoffs. And if I will say something, TNA doesn't do it right, but they do continue their storylines for lengthy periods of time to at least maybe you could buy into it. Now, their talent, maybe not so great, and the payoff sometimes isn't as great, but at least they're making these long-lasting storylines. WWE, if you look at the Wyatt family thing with Daniel Bryan, 2 weeks went by.
Yeah, that was just a complete, like, oh, I think we fucked up, you guys.
Yeah, let's change it. Fans won't remember 2 weeks ago. And you know what's crazy is when I saw him on Monday Night Raw, I forgot it. I wasn't even thinking about the Wyatt storyline.
That's done now.
It's because we've been conditioned to accept the fact of dropping storylines weeks after, you know, they happen. And we're accepting new guys in. I liked Curtis Axel when he re-debuted as Curtis Axel and won the Intercontinental title. I was buying into the guy. But then you make the guy lose at every single second. And then he drops the Intercontinental title to Biggie Langston on television. Like, what? You're dropping this guy. Bad News Barrett and Xavier Woods are pulled from the Rumble for JBL and El Torito. What's going on here? You know, we got to really think about these stars we're making.
And, you know, there's something I definitely want to say before we get out of here is that there needs to be a statement made immediately by WWE. Like, WWE needs to say clearly, without any kind of speculation, that CM Punk has left. And I'll tell you why. They are a publicly traded company on the cusp of the biggest thing they've ever done as a corporation with the WWE network. And they have investors that think that this is all just a story, you know, because there's no clarity. So there's people that have put money into this company and they don't know that this may be a real thing. And their biggest star power, one of their biggest stars, is gone, and how that's going to affect the sales of their products. There needs to be a clear, concise stance from WWE on this issue immediately.
There could not be a worse time for all of this to happen. WrestleMania season, launch of the WWE network. I agree with you, Kyle Hubbard. We need to hear something from WWE. We need to hear something from CM Punk. And, you know, when Austin left the company, you know what Vince did? Vince came out on Monday Night Raw and said it right there in the middle of the ring, shoot, and said Austin took his ball and went home.
Right. Right, and that was the right thing to do. Even if you had to, you know, even if it ruined the fantasy for the night, it needs to be done. It's a publicly traded company. They need to be responsible about this.
Yeah, so I want CM Punk to be back in the WWE more than anything. I want to see him at WrestleMania 30. I think he deserves to be at WrestleMania 30. I hope Triple H can put ego aside. I hope CM Punk can put ego aside, because as much as I want to see Punk back in the WWE, he shouldn't have left like that. And I'm still sticking to that. You can't do that.
I agree with you completely.
Yeah. So we're going to see how this all plays out. Stay tuned to, you know, Kyle's Facebook, my Facebook, and all, everything. We'll keep y'all up to date as to what we find out here. I'm going to, you know, try to find out something more and try to get an official statement of some sort from WWE or someone within the company or CM Punk. We need that to know what's going on, because CM Punk not in the WWE is a travesty. And if he doesn't come back, I mean, CM Punk is a smart guy. I'm sure he saved enough money, but I want him back in the company.
Agreed. I love CM Punk, point blank. I'm not, you know, whoever I feel is wrong here doesn't matter as much as just my want to see CM Punk do what he does best and better than most people.
Yeah, and be the best in the world, in the best professional wrestling company, sports entertainment company in the world. That being said, Kyle Hubbard, appreciate you coming on not coming on. You're not on the show. I'm so used to doing the Brag Gilmore Show on demand. Thanks for coming on.
I'm a part of this show, dog.
I forget. No, this has been, you know, a special, special announce table. We'll call this episode 2.5. And and this is a special podcast. But hey, since y'all are listening to this, why don't y'all stay up? Now, technically Sunday morning at 2 a.m., so that's February 2nd at 2 a.m., come see the debut edition of Reality of Wrestling if you're in the Texas area on Channel 57, The Cube. Just a little plug right there, a little plug. Follow me out on Twitter at Brad Gilmore, and follow the Announce Table on Twitter at Announce Table PW. And that's all for me, Kyle.
That's all that I have to say about this whole thing. I'm going to go cry a little bit more.
Me too. CM Punk, come back to the WWE. We need you. Us fans like this need you. So with that being said, make sure y'all stay tuned for our next episode, our next official episode, part one of the undefeated streak by The Undertaker at WrestleMania. Great show. Had a lot of fun doing it. And until then, I'm Brad Gilmore, and that is Kyle Hubbard. We'll see y'all. Farewell. Or y'all hear us next time. Peace.